Anyway, before talking to Saraswati Thakur, I mentioned a couple of words about Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his extraordinary presentation of Krishna consciousness. And from the group of his children, as we know, he had like several sons and several daughters. And you know, everybody has unique history actually. But Saraswati Thakur has the most unique history because it's his descent to propagate Mahaprabhu Sankirtan under exclusive care and order of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. That's what I want to say. And I think you should say something, Maharaj, and later I will...
Sure, keep saying.
Keep speaking. Continue your thought. I'll certainly speak
Well,
something.
The thought is, I've read one article about one son of Bhaktivinoda Thakur who passed away not showing a lot spiritual integrity in life, but had mental disease and passed away at an early age. And before he passed away, everybody felt he's going to pass away soon and start chanting. Bhaktivinoda Thakur family start chanting Harinam. And that son in the last moment said, actually I was Vaishnava from Ramanuja Sampradaya, and in my life I made some offense towards Mahaprabhu teachings. Now by taking birth in a pure Vaishnava family, I'm liberated from this offense and I continue my spiritual journey. That's this article I've read.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote this article, but he's not really quoting directly that his name of his son. He's talking that as if it's somebody else.
Gaurav says, out of all of his children, only two showed genuine interest in Krishna consciousness.
Yes.
And of the two, we consider one a sahajiya.
Right.
So how rare Shuddha Vaishnav, Shuddha Bhakti is. So even being born in the family of Bhaktivinoda Thakur is no guarantee. It's not a bloodline, seminal transmission. Gurudev says more appropriately, just once I said to him, we're doing research for various books, that, oh, there's a daughter of Bhaktivinoda Thakur alive in London. I went, do you think it would be useful to interview her? And he said, we're not interested in blood line, blood connection, flesh connection. And I shuddered, realizing, you know, why should I expect like that she has some insight? So Gurudev says more appropriately than substantially that Saraswati Thakur was attracted to the, how does he say, you know, the wealth of the melted heart of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. That's what brought him down to appear in that family. So we don't refer to him as the son and him as the father, implying some sort of flesh connection, blood connection, which Guru Maharaj says that is what the Madhva line is descended into. But rather on the following this substance, the substance of what is given. Because as Guru Maharaj indicates in his poetry, and the poetry was written as a birthday song. That's why they don't sing it on the appearance day, because it's a birthday song. But in one line there, he says, Braja Kanana Bahumanana Kamala Priyanayanam Gunamanjari Gorima Joni Harivasana Vayanam. I forget the lines actually. But in Pranamami Charanantika Paricharaka Sahitam. That we worship the Guru in, not in isolation, just as Krishna is not worshipped in isolation, that is to divorce him of his Shakti. We don't divorce We don't worship the Guru in isolation. He is surrounded by his entourage, his followers. So in this verse, Guru Maharaj describes a kunja in the spiritual world that is the the leader is Kamala Manjari. That means Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Sometimes Srila Gurudev would look at that picture they keep using, Bhaktivinoda Thakur with the beard and the mala, and he said, and to think he's a 14-year-old girl in the spiritual world. So to remind us that the guru is not the external form they're showing at any given point in time. So Guru Maharaj says in his poetry, in that kunja, in the spiritual world, it is predominated by Kamala Manjari, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And there also is Guna Manjari and Nayanamani Manjari. Nayanamani Manjari means Srila Saraswati Thakur. Guna Manjari means Srila Gaur Kishornath Babaji Maharaj. And he said there, Nayanamani Manjari, and this shows the poetic expertise of Srila Guru Maharaj, he uses the word guna to mean three separate things. The name of Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj, his secret name in the spiritual world. He sings the gunas, means the qualities. He's singing the qualities of Guna Manjari, the gunas of guna. And that's creating what? Guna. Sometimes guna means threads. So these are chinmoy threads that are, you're saying, when one quality, another quality, another quality, another quality, they're weaving a spiritual tent. And Hari Vasanabhaya and Hari Krishna, he is irresistibly drawn to dwell there within the tent of the innumerable qualities of Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj sung by Srila Saraswati Thakur. So it is from that plane. Others may be going in that direction, and we wish them well on their spiritual path and their journey, but they are not Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Saraswati Thakur, Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj. They're not practitioners. They're not following spiritual advice and practices indicated by great Vaishnavas in the scriptures so that they can make progress toward that plane. Rather, they have descended from there to distribute something. So Srila Gurudev says that Srila Saraswati Thakur, irresistibly drawn an attraction by the wealth of the melted heart of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, descended into this plane. Right? And we know, as we've heard, that was in Jagannath Puri. How close to the Jagannath altar and deity? If he was any closer, he would have been born on the altar. Right? That close. And during that pregnancy, Bhaktivinoda Thakur made some special appeal to the... There's so many subordinate secondary deities you see there. They're highlighted and indicated during the time of the Rath Yatra by commentators. One is Bimala Devi. And since he felt as if Bimala Devi had answered his prayers, I remember all these devis, goddesses, their shadow here, Chayeva Yasya Bhuvanani Vibharti Durga, but whatever their shadow representation, their substance on the other side. So they didn't achieve that Devi Deva position for nothing. Right. So there's some on the other side, of which they are a shadow. There's the spiritually substantial position. So he named him Bimla Prasad. And we know as Bimla Prasad, he's very serious, beyond serious, that, the indications, Gurudev said that just as Bhaktivinoda Thakur invited Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj to verify the birthplace of Mahaprabhu, that he also invited him to verify the appearance of Saraswati Thakur, that this is indeed that personality who has descended to save the world, as it were. Because it's indicated in the scriptures that the Savior, just to use a word, the mercy incarnate will appear in the east. And it's given some indication of being Nilachala Purusha Tam Ketra Jagannath Puri. So that's always been interpreted as Jagannath and Jagannath Prasad. Oh, Jagannath appears there, and through Jagannath Prasad, the world is liberated. And once a year, he comes out by his mercy, ascends the chariot, and there's the Rath Yatra. As we know, what is the cause of that coming out? Is intolerable separation from Vrindavan, as Jagannath is Dwarka Krishna. Right? There are many, as we hear, someone say, well, there's the Indradumna story, and then there's this story and that story. What will Guru Maharaj say? All are possible. He's showing different things to different people according to their adhikar and capacity. Just as when Krishna enters Kamsa's arena, 10 different points of view are expressed, or observed, noted by Bishwanath Chakrabarti and other acharyas. So that Jagannath and his leaving, he went into the sky, he merged into the deity, he walked across the sea, he entered Gopinath. Guru Maharaj said, all are possible. He's showing different things to different people. But so that Jagannath, so taking it that the Savior will come from the east, mercy personified will appear in Jagannath Puri, it's been understood as being Jagannath Dev. But we see that it is also and equally applicable to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Because frankly speaking, if it were not for him, no one in this room would know anything about Jagannath, Jagannath Prasad, or any other kind of Prasad. Right? That's what we have to understand. The death of every member of the Krishna consciousness movement, and actually not only outside India, but within India, and I'll mention that in a moment, but particularly for those with no sangskar, no idea. It is all the mercy of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Janakadika Vatsala Snigdha Padam, as Guru Maharaj indicates in the song. He's more affectionate than your own father, than your own parents. You think, who could love you more? Him. Why? Because he's bringing you in connection with something real. Like the common trope and stereotype in the West is the parents, they have some expectations from the children and blah, blah, blah. Right? His expectation is a wonderful thing that we aspire to. Right? Krishna Das, Radha Dasi, right? To enter that realm. So he is more affectionate in that he is truly has our interest at heart. And that Saraswati Thakur, as you know, how are we included? We know that when he was revealing his plans to his disciples, he once said, I envision a youth hostel in London because he planned to spend the next 10 years of his life preaching in London and the West. So he sent the book, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, with Bhan Maharaj, as the advance party. But he planned to personally spend the next 10 years of his life preaching in the West. And he said, I envision a youth hostel where for the non-vegetarians, we'll arrange for them from a... In India, they say hotel, but means restaurant. You know, a nearby restaurant. We'll arrange for them, take care of them that way. And Srila Guru Maharaj is a Bhattacharya Brahmin. He was shocked to hear this and said, I think the result of this policy, rather than liberating those folks, will be to introduce contamination into our mat. And Saraswati Thakur said, oh, you don't know. I decided this 10,000 years ago. That's what he said. Right? Think about that. I decided this. I made this decision 10,000 years ago. And Guru Maharaj said it was like a lightning bolt to his heart, but illuminating what he was prepared to do to bring others in connection with Krishna consciousness. He was living a life of seclusion, doing nirjan bhajan, right? Chanting 3 lakhs of Krishna nam a day, that's 192 rounds. Right? Not 16 or 64, 192 rounds every day, living in seclusion in Mayapur. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur prodding him, and the inspiration came to him to come out, to come down from his Mahabhagavata platform. As a Mahabhagavata, you see that everything is perfect, right? Even the worm and stool is rightly situated and inevitably making progress. So, nothing needs adjusting. Everything's fine, everything's perfect. So we're told the Mahabhagavata has to come down to the second class position, which is one of discrimination. Good, bad, desirable, undesirable, favorable, unfavorable. To interact with others, make the choices about things. Right? So he gets the inspiration to come down from that position. Why? For the benefit of others. Like we hear about the Goswami, Lokanam Hitakarano Tribhuvane. Lokanam Hitakarano means their compassion is towards the people in general. That's motivating what they do. Otherwise, they would remain in seclusion. We'd never know anything about them. Only some great, great souls or people with inconceivably good fortune would interact with them. And maybe we'd hear something, but otherwise they would be inaccessible. So he gets the inspiration to come down to the madhyam position, to interact with others, to extend, promote Krishna consciousness to others. And a page of the Charitamritam comes in. What'll be the activities? Nam Sankirtan, Bhagavat Sravan, Sadhu Sangha, Murti Pratishta, established Murti, Lupta Tirtha, to the holy places. These five things. So if you see in the Gaudiya Math logo, these five things are represented there. Bhagavad Sravan, to hear Srimad Bhagavat, you know, Nam Sankirtan, Bhagavad Sravan, Sadhu Sangha, Murti, establishing deities, and renovating, rediscovering, promoting the holy places. Those are the general activities of Sri Gaudiya Math. Right. And so when he answered Guru Maharaj, he said, you have to employ the principle of Vaikuntha Britti. Right? That means Vaikuntha in this context means unlimited or without constraints. Vaikuntha Britti means like liberal to the extreme. Now, it should be pointed out, this would be suspect if it came from someone who had character issues, who was not a perfect brahmachari chanting 192 rounds in seclusion, that type of person. We don't see loose behavior in him, but in essence he's saying he's willing to tolerate others and their behavior or lack of sangskar to bring them in connection with Krishna consciousness. Right? As Guru Maharaj, but Guru Maharaj really, Srila Govinda Maharaj personified Vaikuntha Britti to the extreme because he dealt with all of us. That's why he said once that after dealing with all of you, nothing would surprise me. He said, except that they're chanting Hare Krishna in China, that surprises me. He said, but nothing else. And he didn't mean that entirely as a compliment.
Maybe.
So, and I include myself. I don't exempt myself from that. So, that's what he said. We will have to employ Vaikuntha Britti, a very liberal, generous way of dealing with people to bring them in connection with Krishna. As Srila Prabhupada, Srila Swami Maharaj did when he went to America. Amat, technically speaking, Amat has only brahmacharis and sannyasis. Those are the members of a... Just like you go to a Buddhist temple, the Wat. It's brahmacharis and sannyasis. That's what makes Amat. Right. And then for various reasons, at time, this, that, you know, on the far part of the land, a deity here or there. As Gurudev said when he named Seva Ashram, saying an ashram can have different ashrams, you know, Grihastha ashrams, etc. But a mat, technically speaking, only has sannyasis and brahmacharis. That's what it means. Swami Maharaj goes to America, he thinks he's going to have a mat with brahmacharis and sannyasis, and then all these women are coming. And they're sincere, they're serious, whatever you're saying, what to do? And then what do they say back in India? The people are envious of him, that he allows men and women to mix freely in the ashram. And they said all kinds of things that were untrue, right? Or half true. And as Guru Maharaj said, half truth is worse than falsity. So, but Amat is exclusively brahmacharis and sannyasis. But Saraswati Thakura realized, and the extension of this to other places, other countries, with other customs, there must be a very generous vision, which he had. While he himself was a perfect picture of, you know, Sadacha, Vaishnava Sadachar, etc. So he's willing to tolerate in others. So Guru Maharaj wrote, Chidi Lidi Vidi Ragaradya Radheshadvani, that he, the word there means to loosen or slacken. He's not loose, he's not slack, he's not a slacker, but he's willing to loosen things to bring others on board. That sort of idea. Nikila Bhuvana Maya Chinavichina Kartri Vibhura Bahula Mrigya Mukti Mohanta Datri. And in the first two, he said like he's dropping an atom bomb, an ontological atom bomb on the karmis, yogis, jnanis, finished. Right? Just as Guru Maharaj found it hard in the beginning, this jnana shunya bhakti was a little difficult for him, being that he knew so much, had so much shastric knowledge and understanding. But Saraswati Thakur took him deeper and deeper. One disciple, having been a Mayavadi and now going so deep into Krishna conception under Saraswati Thakur, he lost his mind and was institutionalized for a while. Couldn't handle the transition. But that Saraswati Thakur, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj said, yes, this is he for whom we've been waiting. Because Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives everything. Guru Dham, Gora Dham, Granta Dham, Nama Dham, Dhamma Dham, Uda, Bhakti Dham, Buddhi Dham Bande, Bhakti Vinoda Dham, Sada. The whole wealth of the Krishna consciousness movement really comes from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. But he had maybe 5-7 disciples. Who's going to distribute that? You need a distributor, like we know. You may have a great product, but you need good distribution. Otherwise, it's not going to happen. Saraswati Thakur is the distributor of the wealth of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. But he, by nature, is a recluse, philosopher. Although, he had one period in his 40s where he was a tutor for aristocratic British, because he would sometimes show his disciples a postcard. The lady said she was taken by him and wrote back to her friends in England. She said, there was this one Bengali gentleman who was tutoring our children. She said, although he's traditional Bengali, she said, he's European in his ways. He's embraced European ways. So he liked to show that. He understood that you're not going to promote Krishna consciousness being a sadhu passing stool in a ditch in the jungle of Bengal. Prabhupada said it once. He liked those huts. By the way, the huts come with a 10-year guarantee for the roof that it won't leak. So they're not just huts the way you might think. But Prabhupada said, I could stay here in a hut happily. He said, but then none of the gentlemen from Calcutta will come. But if they hear that we have AC room and an AC bus that will take you first class, then they will come. And he was right. You see that. But so the idea of the traditional sadhu living in the jungle, that you're not going to attract the intelligentsia there. It seems silly and superficial, but it's true. Look, even the Mahabharata, it says in the Bhagavatam, and it's, Bhagavatam is written by Vedavyas, so he should know. But he says, Stri Shudra Dvijabandrunam Straina Shuti Gotra. And then he used the word Murkha. Murkha means for... He made the Mahabharata for idiots. That's what he says. Right in the Bhagavatam. For fools. For people who don't get it. Who can't follow philosophy. I'm going to give them the same thing in the form of a story. Right? Traina, Stri Shudra Dvijabandhunam Traina Shudra. So that's the mighty Mahabharata, Vyasa is saying. This I wrote for fools. So, or people who are philosophically unable to, they're ontologically challenged. So what to speak of that, what to speak of now? Right? What sort of methods have to be considered to deliver Krishna consciousness to the people in general? So Guru Maharaj says his motto was Pujala Ragapat Gaurava Bhange Matala Sarujana Vishaya Rangay. And he said, the Bhisharanga, what does it mean? Bait. That we use some bait, we dangle some bait to entice the people toward Krishna conception. But as I like to remind the devotees, don't eat the bait. Right? Don't eat your own bait. Right? No matter how hungry you get. Right? The bait is for attracting others. Don't become a victim of your own propaganda. Right? It's a little reminder. You know, a pop-up. Boop. Don't eat the bait. You're eating the bait. You're a victim of your own propaganda. Don't listen to yourself. You just created that to attract others. But anyway, that he, with a particular nature, needed a marketing person that he found in Srila Bhakti Vilas Tirtha Maharaj. The Saraswati Thakur is living in the jungle of Mayapur, has some deity seva inherited from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Srila Keshava Maharaj's sister is bringing some luchi, some puris every day, and a little prasad for him to take. And the passing of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj comes. So as the word spread and reached Mayapur, then he started making his way towards Navadvip. It said when he was in the boat on the way, and we know on the other side, Tirtha Maharaj had told one of his friends in Calcutta, do you want to see a real Paramahansa? And the guy said, there are none left. They're all bogus. Don't talk to me about these Paramahansas. No, there's one left who's real. I don't believe it. They're all bogus, every last one of them. He said, no, there's one. All right. They go, and he's taking them to see Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. And as I pointed out, a mundane scholar did an analysis of these so-called saints of Bengal, happened to discover this fact accidentally, inadvertently. She said, you know, for all these other saints I'm describing here, they have their fans, they have their detractors. She said, but there's this one that everyone agrees was real. He has no detractors. And it's Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. So they go there, and it's Babaji Maharaj has left the world. Then they hear he has one disciple who lives in Mayapur. They get on the boat to go there. But the news has already reached Saraswati Thakur, he's coming. And so they meet halfway, and we're told Saraswati Thakur saw that Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj is coming in a boat to him. Because the guru will see the disciple as Vilas, an extension of his Gurudev. So you can understand he has some, will have some connection with this individual. And Tirtha Maharaj says to him, we got to go to Calcutta. Remember, Calcutta was the capital of India, of British India, up to a certain point. He's saying, here in the jungle of Mayapur, they're not going to come. And then it was really a jungle. Right? Imagine, we find it difficult to go there now, what it was like in 1917, or inaccessible, you could say. He said, so I need to take you to Calcutta. I mean, oh, so before that, I may have the date off a little bit, but because Babaji Maharaj had left the world. But before that, he had told an idea to Babaji Maharaj about going to Calcutta. And Babaji Maharaj said, Prabhu, don't do that. Calcutta is Maya. It's the, like, the seat of Maya. Ma Kali. Ma, you know, what do they say? Ma Kali Kolkata Wali. Like, Ma Kali, I'm your Calcutta man. So I'm a Ma Kali man from Calcutta. Something along those lines. Right? So he's saying, don't go there. It's just Maya. Right? And what did Saraswati Thakur say? I have so much faith in the dust of your holy lotus feet, of which one particle can liberate thousands of Calcuttas. So that's how he expressed his own opinion, not disagreeing with saying, no, I have so much faith in a particle of dust from your holy lotus feet that can liberate thousands of Calcuttas. And if in fact Calcutta is the seat of Maya, then what better place to establish the worship of Guru Gauranga and Radha Govinda? Like that. That's how the divine personalities express their differences with one another. So, to Calcutta they went, and one sense the rest is history. But we know when we say that Pujala Raghavat, Gaurava Bhange, Matala Sadhana, Bishayarange, that they're living in a hired house, so-called hired house, and Bagh Bazar. And Saraswati Thakur says, for a flagship center, he envisions, they need, in modern times, I would say it would be like $3 million if we factor in cost differential. So, or $1 million, I think, $1 million. So the word goes out, Gaudiya Math, they're collecting donations to establish, you know, flagship center. Calcutta need $1 million. And one disciple of his gives $3 million. So all the devotees are happy and they say, Prabhupada, more than what you wanted. You asked for $1 million. Sakhi Jagabandhu Prabhu gave $3 million. And he said, that is good for Jagabandhu Prabhu and so much benefit he'll get. But what I wanted has not been fulfilled. Oh, how so? I wanted that 1 million people will give $1. Each person will give $1. And that way the Sukriti, a wave of Sukriti will flood the area. Because each person giving $1 for this, they'll get so much Sukriti for doing that. That's what I wanted. But Jagabandhu Prabhu, he's given $3 million. That's good for him, certainly. And good for us for building the temple. But not exactly what I wanted. So we see that sort of heart. It comes out in different ways. It's not obvious with Saraswati Thakur. Every picture we see of him, he's the epitome of gravitas. But we don't realize how much heart he has. Right? As in the prayer of Raghunath Das Goswami to Sanatana Goswami Prabhu, Vairagya Vidya, Vairagya Yug Bhakti Rasa Prayatnai, Apayamam Anabhimsamandam, Kripam Budi Yat Paraduka Duki, Sanatana Swam Prabhu Masrayami. Sanatana Goswami, you're really compassionate, and you're so happy in Krishna consciousness. We know they're drowning in waves, Gopi Baba Rasamritam Dilahari, Kalola Magnamahar. They're drowning in waves of ecstatic divine emotions. But what makes them unhappy? To see there are other people who are not connected with Krishna consciousness. That makes them sad. They think, oh, you could be drowning in this ocean of ecstasy. Instead, what are you doing? Searching for a drop of water in the desert. Right? As I told, the scientists say, there are a trillion, trillion stars in the known universe. And on one tiny blue planet, there are these supports life and conscious beings. And human beings are the conscious elite. And if they get lucky on a good day, they experience what? A drop of happiness, a moment of pleasure. That's a bleak scenario, right? Like Shakespeare. Out, out, brief candle, life's but a walking shadow. A poor player who struts and frets his hour upon the stage and then is heard no more. It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. The best writer, arguably, in English, that's his conclusion. Trillion, trillion stars, but lucky on a good day, a drop of them. What is true, that's the bad news. Good news is it's fake news. It's not true, right? What's true is the trillion, trillion stars are like an iceberg floating in an ocean of consciousness. Consciousness is a more vast substance, right? Encompassing objective consideration. And what is the ultimate, all-encompassing divine substance? Anandam, right? So, and Krishna is Ananda personified. So they're saying, you could be drowning in Ananda Buddhivardhanam Pratipadam Purnamritas Vadhanam Sarvatma Snapanam Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Instead, you're searching for a drop of water in the desert. There's no water in the desert. Wrong, you're looking in the wrong place, but there's an ocean of ecstasy here. Saying, that makes them unhappy. That made him unhappy. Not other things. So he started the Gaudiya Math, Sri Gaudiya Math, to extend Krishna conception to others. Said at one point, I started 10 years ago, but not, came out of the jungle. Now I've got 500 men who say what I say. Right? It was extending, expansive, but he really wanted it to go outside of India to the rest of the world, particularly English-speaking countries. So much so that Guru Maharaj said, like, he's telling this all the time, because Swami Maharaj Prabhupada said to Guru Maharaj, remember when Prabhupada told me this? And Guru Maharaj said, I don't know. He was telling everyone that all the time. So when he specifically told that to you, I don't know about preaching in the English-speaking countries. But so much so, Guru Maharaj said that a man who was a farmer, whose job was to plow fields, right, with oxen, two bull and a oxen thing. He said that man was studying English. And the other devotee said, Prabhu, why are you studying English? And he said, well, Prabhupada keeps saying we're going to have to preach. He goes, maybe one day I'll be plowing the fields of America. That shows to what degree he was emphasizing this. And he called it Markina Lok. We did not take it yet to Markina Lok. But for that, he had Srila Swami Maharaj Prabhupada, Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And it's interesting, when he was a householder, as you can see, if you saw a householder like that and you're running a temple, you'd say like, hey, we should get Abhay Prabhu to get more involved in the temple, right? I mean, you would think that. This like fired up householder, like let's get him... And when they said it, the Saraswati Thakur, he said, no, just let him, you leave him alone. He'll come at another time. Like, he'll do the desired seva at another time. Don't try and get him involved in your mat. That's very interesting and prescient, actually. So, anyway... He got the message, Bhakti Siddhanta, Vilasatu Hridi Nityam, Bhakti Siddhanta Vani. Guru Maharaj took the name Saraswati, like Saraswati Thakur, and turned it into, because she's goddess Vak Devi. She's the goddess of speech, song, sound, anything connected like that, right? Like scripture is sound in a book form. So he takes Guru Maharaj, just see the his mind, different places, a little bit of his poetic skill and way of seeing things comes out. So he takes the word Sarasvati and reads it as Vak Devi, goddess Sarasvati, and then Vak Vani. So Vilasatu Hridi Nityam Bhakti Siddhanta Vani. And knowing the whole thing about Vapu and Vani. Vapu meaning the form, and Vani the sound or the instructions. So we're told that's like form and substance. But Guru Maharaj said, and also Vani has the danger of turning into a type of Vapu. When people are just riveted to one thing that was said by the Guru and eliminate all other things from consideration. Right. Anyway, so he says, Guru Maharaj is beating in the heart, like Vilasatu Hridi Nityam Bhakti Siddhanta Vani. May he always, his divine voice be always playing in my heart. That was playing in the heart of Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He's in Vrindavan. He could have legitimately retired and just said, I tried to do what I could. I'm here in Vrindavan to spend my final days taking Krishna Nam, reading the scriptures, following the advice of Rupa and Sanatan. No one would have found fault with him. But the voice of Saraswati Thakur is playing in his heart. And he can't deny that. It played in the heart of Guru Maharaj. Otherwise he would have been in Nirjan Bhajan, we would have never met him. That voice of Saraswati Thakur, undeniable voice that demands kirtan. He says kirtan means a fight. Krishna conception with mayic misconception. That's his conception of kirtan. So, then Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, following the order of Saraswati Thakur, Gur Vagyam Shirdashi Darjam Shaktivesha Swarupine Hare Krishna Iti Mantraena Paschatya Prachatarane, Srila Gurudev Govinda Maharaj wrote, Gur Vagyam, the order of Guru. Shirdashi Darjam, taking it on his head. Shaktivesha Swarupine, empowered, Shaktivesha, divine empowerment. Hare Krishneti mantra, and he gives Hare Krishna mantra to everyone. Paschatya Prachatata, and preaching in the Western world. Very beautiful, and four slokas sort of captured all the Prabhupada. But that was on the order of Saraswati Thakur. So there is no Krishna consciousness movement without him. Right? We wouldn't know about Bhaktivinoda Thakur. In one sense, he is the most important. Because we say, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Yeah, but we don't get Bhaktivinoda Thakur without Saraswati Thakur. We don't get Srila Sridhar Maharaj without him. We don't get Govinda Maharaj without Sridhar Maharaj. We don't get Swami Maharaj without him. So he's it. He's everything. And still to this day, the only thing going on is Saraswati Thakur or so-called former followers of him. There's nothing else going on besides him to this day, over 100 years later. So how great he is, I can't properly express, and our debt to him. But I've taken up a lot of time. Maharaj will say something. And how pleased he would be with Maharaj's activities and the spreading extension of Krishna consciousness in the digital age. If the printing press, I'll conclude with this. If the printing press was the Brihat Mridanga, then what is the internet? I can't even think of the metaphor.
River.
No, an ocean of sound, you know, I mean.
River means current.
Not enough. The internet, like, would be, it's hard to explain. Even it would have to be like a maha. You'd have to put on a few maha.
Mahasagar.
Maha, no, that's, you know. He's using a drum because it draws attention. The flow is already assumed. It's distributing the flow. The drum brings your attention. You hear the drum from far away. So the internet is inescapable. So it's like a maha maha koti brihad mrdanga. 10 million brihad mrdangas. Or actually more like that, even that's as far, I'd say 6 billion mrdangas. That's what it is, potentially. 6 billion brihad mrdangas. In your, and one of them's in your pocket at all times.
Well, that's one of the comparisons. Another comparison is like, it's like Ganga is divine stream. It's streaming from divine world.
Yes.
It's also from our Infinity Media studio.
Live stream.
We're trying to stream that current, the conscious river, yeah, purifying thing. And Saraswati Thakur must be very pleased with that, because his idea was that something divine going on in every world, at every moment in divine world. So through media and producing content, we're translating that ever-fresh spiritual current that coming from the conscious world and the world of matter and purifying everyone. By your grace now, it's definitely established, and all other temples are trying to daily stream and post, and that's what Saraswati Thakur wants. That's why he wants the books, he wants the newspaper, he wants all kinds of media, spiritual media. The general media, the recruiting media, the
and digital media,
deep media, and obviously we think if he would be today, and obviously he's today here, and I'm sure he's pleased with that, because he say, hey, actually all the ideas of exhibitions came from him. The very planetarium idea also coming from him.
Theistic exhibition.
And he would, yeah, he would think about recruiting, exposing concepts to people, showing them an art form, showing them a sound form. And, you know, I've read some of his, like, there's a few of his publishing concepts on what the exhibition should be like. Like, he's talking about some example of Bhagavatam, the Ajamil story, that story, this story. And I also understand he's dealing at a particular time with a particular audience, which is important. And he's trying to see what his audience will connect with. But that's not like very basic level. In his own spiritual magnitude, he's like cooking really, really deep substance in his heart. He understands what's in his heart may not be appeal to everyone, but he's thinking, how do I take this the highest ideal
and
deliver?
And actually, Bhaktivinoda called those people Adunik Bhat, means the modern educated Bengali.
Right. So he's thinking, I have the most incredible substance, how do I connect everybody with that? That's nice. Like incredible, because if you think, well, if you know, we sell diamond, we're always going to sell diamond for those who have money to pay.
Yeah.
But you think, well, how do I take the diamond? And first I have to establish value. So he's trying to establish value in all kinds of means. And that's why he's so, his expression is like, there's no shortage of anything in this world, just Harikatha.
Hare Krishna.
He's like, his value in Harikatha is the most important value in this world. And as much as like substance, and how much you can water, it's your problem. You know, how much flavor you can add is your problem. But he's giving you that incredible ocean of Harikatha. And he's like, that is what people lacking. Because people say, well, if you know, if we have better internet, the people start war. People say, oh, we have a justice and social life, then people become a better people. But we know it's all not really substantial. There's no less war and violence with internet. There's no less ignorance with like the greatest social system, like in Switzerland, which has highest suicidal rate. There is no greatest value in countries like China, who's trying to build like massive socialism and move to capitalism. Like we see people suffering everywhere, and what they're suffering from is the lack of Krishna consciousness. And that's why Saraswati Thakur attention was like, don't go political, don't fight with political system, don't go social, don't try to feed or please everybody. Try to do this one thing, it's like Sankirtan distribution, and you'll be fine. And even if somebody will not accept this medicine, you'll be full of that nourishment.
Yeah.
And it's an interesting thing. Sometimes we go to chant outside, and you know, some people like what we do, some people don't care what we do. You know, it's interesting. Today we're going to go to Chiang Mai Market. So when we chant at Chiang Mai Market, we see like high interest of Chinese people. Sometimes I even tell Lila, go meet these people, because they go with us, and they're like, they see this procession, then they naturally want to join. But you see some other people, like merchants, they're like happy, they're like, oh, this guy is interesting. They play our instrument, because the Thai people know mridanga and kartals, but the first time see how this apply in kirtan. They don't really understand, because they never heard the kirtan.
They're getting some sukriti.
But they're happy. Yeah. They're like, even sometimes when I go buy something in the market, they say, oh, you're the guys who dance? Like, oh, I'll give you a discount. But it's an interesting way that people react. You know, somebody excited, somebody's just like some Western people just thinking, like, what the hell is this? Like, what is this white people doing here? But you know, Saraswati Thakur, he'd say, if you just do that, don't try to point, oh, people are not very receptive, or they're super receptive, just like in Los Angeles. We're going to chant at Venice Beach. And everybody go to Venice Beach, is like they expect some kind of a freak show. And you really like, you're going to LA and you see the most low class art people, junkies, drug addicts, and you're like Chinese tourist, and you think, I'm coming to the most influential culture, and on the end you see like bunch of people, and you know, some of their like, you know, their thing is like, don't do war, do love, which means like sex.
Make love, not war.
Right, make love, not war. But to them, it's like love means like sexual expression yourself. That's the best you can express love. So you can see all this kind of like the hippest things that people think. Oh, this rock and roll is so cool. This counter alternative culture is so cool. But you end up like a bunch of junkies sitting with their like very screwed up ideas. But when we chant Hare Krishna, all these junkies suddenly, they're like life awakened. And even sometimes when we chant Hare Nam, you know, they're like bringing their drums and musical instrument.
And joining.
So we stay together and they're joining their jam.
Right.
And that means like they know what Krishna consciousness is.
And they're responding favorably, and they're actually accumulating sukriti.
Right, right.
So some later time, we don't know when, but it's going to make sense to them, and they're going to come out of that coma.
Right. So one thing is very good is that the world is in coma, and that coma is the shock of this virtual VR-like experience where you can envision yourself in like world of selfie zone. Oh, I'm the king. I'm the consumer. I'm the rich man. And you know, you'll see like people like the richest Chinese woman. She's producing the screens for every mobile phone you have, and she's like a billionaire. And you think, oh, she must be a very happy person. But then look at her interview, you can understand that person is life frustrated.
Uh-huh.
Or you go to see, oh, biggest movie star jump out of a 42nd story of the building and commit suicide. You think, why this person did that? He should be like claiming to this career, trying to like, you know, be the coolest person on Instagram, be the most favorable person, protect the animals, protect the people, and suddenly he commits suicide. So which means like nothing really will satisfy you. That was the Saraswati Thakur direct answer. What are you looking for? Are you looking for illusion, perception, or are you looking for satisfaction? So by participating with Krishna Kirtan, your heart will be satisfied, you'll be internally pleased. Even at the very beginning, you don't really get everything. Just like get in a train and you see where you'll be taken. Just like us, you know, we got into a train by His mercy. And so later I should speak something in Russian, but yeah. Just to conclude, what we can understand is just like why everybody believed Jesus Christ or Muhammad or like, you know, great spiritual leader. Because Saraswati Thakur took the highest spiritual gems and he established distribution system that everyone is get accommodated. The people who lives in the mud, the people who comes in the mud, people who give prasadam, who eats prasadam. And he put this incredible distribution system, and really, when we talk about Prabhupada, it's just really his extension. And that's what sometimes several people don't understand. There would not be Prabhupada without Prabhupada. And that's why they call him Prabhupada, because he exactly did what Saraswati Thakur wants. He didn't manufacture much. He knows Prabhupada likes art, so I'll do spiritual art. Prabhupada likes books, so I do the books. Prabhupada liked to build a mat, so I'll build my center. So Srila Prabhupada did exactly what Srila Prabhupada wants. Then you can understand that where that Prabhupada title came from, because he did exactly what his guru wants. And, you know, that's our fortune to be connected with Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada. And in coming in connection with him, someone like, you know, the Abhay Babu and what Govindamar said, who could believe that Abhay Babu become Prabhupada? But just it's showing if you sincerely accept order of Guru, sacrifice yourself, just like in, you know, spiritual world, there's no shortage of position of, like anybody would want to self-sacrifice, he'll get glorious position by the glorious servant he's us. So anyway, I think later we should say something in Russian, Maharaj. Yeah. We should chant the song. And
yes. So sing the song Guru Maharaj wrote.